Paul, you've called this an act of Olympian stupidity. How on earth did they come up with that name?
Well, it seems that people are so hooked on computers that when the computer comes up with a so-called random name, they automatically accept it. And that's their excuse, that they decided to have this campaign that they were running, and they pressed a button on the computer, and the computer said, not call it Operation Foxtrot or Operation Jasmine, call it Operation Irish. And nobody exercised a single brain cell to say, well, this is a very stupid thing to do. I mean, you'd imagine these names that are there, that are picked randomly, would be neutral. But to associate the two is, is a blunder of on a monumental scale. And you know, I still feel a sense of disbelief.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? It is beyond the beyond, really, isn't it? I mean, is there no common sense exercised at all?
Well, it sounds like it, doesn't it? I mean, I can remember there was prejudice against people from Ireland going back. I mean, not for many years. I can remember being a child in 1945, working on for a campaign for someone with an Irish name, and my mother saying, "Well, you know, this is the right candidate to support." But there's no one called James Callaghan can ever get elected in Wales because of the prejudice against Irish people here. I had the pleasure of reminding my mother when James Callaghan went into 10 Downing Street that she was wrong on that. But I mean, it's the reverse of it in Wales now. In fact, there's a bias towards Irish people, and I'm delighted to have been in Parliament for 26 years with the name Flynn. With a neighbour whose name is Murphy, Paul Murphy, and another neighbour called Brennan, another neighbour called Tuig, and all four of us from adjoining constituencies are of Irish stock, mostly potato famine.
That's
stock.
Not that far away from us, really, is it? No. Yeah, and of course we all know Paul Murphy very well here. He made that rather short hop across the sea there to be with us for many years. Have you spoken to when you brought this up with the police? I mean, did they say they wouldn't be thinking of doing this again, or that they might find some other way?
They are very apologetic. I think they've crawled into a hole in the ground and buried themselves with a pole sticking out saying, "Not me, Gov." I think they are very embarrassed about it. But it does.
So they should be.
The only possible explanation is that no one made any connection, and that they saw themselves as being the slaves of the computer. The computer says it should be called Operation Iris. Routine says you accept what the computer says. But it does seem to be, it is stupidity, and it's certainly